Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast, Session 40, Part 2 in the feed tonight. Tardy by about a week, my apologies. This is also a short one at a bit under 30 minutes. I'll have Part 1 to Session 41 in the feed in just a few days. Nothing new to report, but we hope you continue to enjoy our adventures. Session 40, Part 2, the conclusion, up now. All right, and we're back, and things were plotted while I was gone. So, has anyone arrived at what you're going to do? Some discussion about going back to the hotel and having a much-needed and much well-earned sleep.
Yes, a siesta.
We're not in Mexicali yet.
Close enough. Yes, let's go to the hotel.
That was pretty much the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys are going to go ahead of the group, grouping the rest of most of Camden that's out of here. You're just going to jump on the speed wagon and head back.
I don't know. We're taking the horses. Are we doing anything with them?
Taking the horses. Okay.
And doing what with them? Doing with horses?
Selling them.
Yep.
Or using them as evidence against Creole, should it come down to it.
I think he's not going to get out of this alive, no matter what happens. If we come across him, he's dead.
Right.
I don't think evidence against him is really going to be necessary.
That is true, but he has run to Kang. Kang can say, "Hey, I am offering you protection because I do not believe that you are what you say. That what the villagers say is true."
Just ignore whatever we come up with in terms of evidence as well.
No, not necessarily. If he has only heard one side of the story. If we can present him with evidence of this, then he may listen to us.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys are going to head back to the hotel then. The horses can be... There have been people coming back and forth because there's a lot of stuff here to haul back to Camden. So some people are going to stay here overnight because, you know, there's still a lot to be done and night's approaching.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. All right, so you guys get back to the hotel.
I'll give Caledonia a lift back as well if you want. So.
Sure. Actually, they ask if you can take a few of the larger things back with you since you've got this big wagon here. They can hitch. They hitch on basically a tow wagon on the back and bring that into town. It's mostly the large pieces of wood they were able to salvage before it all burned up.
No worries.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so by the time you head out, still no word of the sheriff or his posse. You guys, you know, hit the hotel. I mean, the town's pretty much a ghost town, as most everyone was out there. People are filtering in. There's some ahead of you on the road that you pass and some following behind, but most of the population is still kind of in flux between the two places. Hotel's still running, though. And you still have service, so, you know, you want to clean up, get all that gore splatter off of you and all that fun stuff.
Clean up, get myself a big steak dinner, and then get some sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Clean up, get a bottle of the AAA, then go to bed.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't we decide that was a bad thing because it was infused with ghost rock or something?
Yeah.
I don't think Eddie cares.
Yeah. I don't think any cares either.
What's the natural healing on our wounds? How does that?
X days. Five days? 7 days?
Yeah, it takes if you don't... it takes several days. Yeah, I don't think you get anything back overnight. So do you guys sleep till morning then?
I expect so.
Yeah. You probably could.
Yeah, unless but I'm getting up early. I'm getting up early. I want to get an early start in the morning.
Right. So, Eddie, just over the course of the trip, you heal back.
All right. So, my wound is gone.
Yep. It's gone.
Okay.
Poof. Gone. You're looking jealous. On jealously.
You don't want to think about all the lead that's been lodged in your body and who knows where that goes. Occasionally, you've pooped out some lead before.
Well, I must be heavy now.
Man, we should have pushed him over the side of the boat when we first met him. some straight to the ball.
I tried.
All right.
Too late now.
Come morning, Luke. Again, you have a terror-filled night, dreams of the place underground with a demonic being who seems to beckon and call at you. It's one of the spots that were shown to you.
Spirit roll?
Yeah, well, for the next morning, just to see if you are overcome with NUI. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a little lethargic in the morning. A little not too happy about things.
Okay. Well, this is going to be awesome for insane. Because one of the things that Jung wants to do is he has absolutely no idea what to do with women at all. Lived with his parents until he was then chucked into a mine. So he was going to go and talk to Luke about, hey, what do I do?
You do that the night before you actually go to sleep.
It's even better this way.
All right. So what's Luke's stunning advice in his current frame of mood?
Yeah, whatever.
Really? Anything?
Things will happen.
Dragon's on his shoulder, almost as if he's shaking his head no to you, Young.
I will take your advice, I guess.
Yep.
All right. Early rise. Breakfast is made available to you. Sheriff and one of his men come in bright and early. They're actually down there by the time you guys come down, having coffee. Looks like they haven't slept much. Still full of trail dust. Sheriff tips his hat at everybody. He seems better. He doesn't seem to be shaking anymore. He's got a little bit of color back.
It's very good for him.
That is good.
Over, I guess.
Cook's got some hog and eggs coming. Have a seat, guys. Well, we managed to track Creole down. Looks like one of his men was with him there. Hightailed it over to Fort Norton. Had a talk with the law over there. Seems that he's been making formal complaints that Camden as a whole came to rob his property and commit murder. He's leveling these charges at us. I let him know what our end of this was. Of course, it's it's more than he looks a little ashamed at this, but he's like, well, it's a bit more than a little hard to convince somebody that the Walking Dead were causing problems in your town, and getting proof that such thing even exists. Let's just say I wasn't able to persuade them. There's some good men in there that work in the fort. I know some of them, so they didn't throw me out on my ear just for what I was babbling. But, at the least, he's protected there. At the worst, we're going to be facing some legal action of our own over here. He scratches behind his ear. Don't suppose you all know a good lawyer or two?
Why, yes. Yes, we do.
The place is called Fort Norton. Yes, is Norton in residence there?
Oh, yeah. You all aren't natives. I keep forgetting. Yeah.
I've got Weimatai.
Of this area, no offense. She backs her hand off the tomahawk. the self-styled Emperor Norton. It's his fort there. It's a mighty technological marvel. Metal walls. I understand there's quite a bit of industry going on in there. He's got the full support of Quan and his province. They seem to be putting him up as some kind of Lord Governor, Mayor of the area. At least that's how they act. They keep pushing back the borders every year, claiming more of their territory. Of course, I got no say in that. It's certainly nothing that we're claiming. But they are expanding every year.
And is he in residence there? Is he there now?
Well, I can't rightly say. I didn't get too far into the town. They're waiting for us. Their officers met us on the edge of the town, explained the charges leveled against us. I got to say my piece to what I thought was a sympathetic ear, but when I brought up Walking Dead, well, he sips his coffee. You can imagine how that conversation went.
No, I cannot.
Not well. Not well.
Well, let's see. Now, in those... question. For those papers that we found on the Carcass Creek gang, did have some evidence pointing back to Creel?
Nope. The least. The horses were the only possible link, but you all actually don't know if he actually sells his horses. If he does, then yeah, that's kind of a bunch of nothing.
He doesn't raise horses there, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just a cattleman. He's a horseman as well?
Particular breed of horse, yes.
Does Creel sell his horses?
Yes, the sheriff.
Yeah.
Well, I can't rightly say. I know he gifts them. He may sell one or two. He's a prized breed hereabouts. He often uses them as a little thank you, I guess, a gift to some of his political wranglings here and there. He sold them outright, I can't say. Certainly not something he's got to register with the town. Heck, he could sell them anywhere.
Okay, because the Carcass Creek gang all had them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's awfully fine animals to be given to a bunch of outlaws. Of course, they could have stole them somewhere, too, I suppose. At least, I'm guessing that's the defense he's going to use. Okay, let's do a little meta here for a minute, just discuss things. You guys are certainly willing to stay around town and clear this out, but remember, you've got a timetable that you're working on as well.
We've got two places to go to, and we've got about 6 months before it happens, so we've got plenty of time.
Not really. I mean, we got to get to those two places and then figure a plan out.
6 months.
We have some time. We don't have all the time in the world.
This is going to take two or 3 days.
We have some time, not all the time in the world.
We know Norton.
Yeah.
If Norton is in residence there, we can go in and talk to him. Hey, do you remember us? We were at the counter. No. We were doing things. Stop being crazy. Pay attention to us. You crazy mad emperor, you.
Yep, you guys do have that card to play, and if I remember right, the last engagement that Norton spoke to you, he was quite taken with Sarah, and you all kind of left on a pretty good...
thing. At the lunch that we had,
at the luncheon.
So, yeah, I mean, we should be able to sort this out just by going and meeting him and saying, hey, they're telling the truth.
And does Quan like us or not? I can't keep track of all these people.
Quan is...
Kang's the only one that's really got just a big rage on for you. You don't know how the other two feel about you. You never really did anything specifically against Quan that can be traced directly to you.
Right.
So you really have no idea. But what you do know politically is that Quan is supporting Norton, is kind of putting him up. Can you guys hang on for just a minute?
Sure.
Yep, sure.
All right, I'm back.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I recorded all that conversation, so I can go back and listen to it.
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
Oh. We were insulting you the whole time. Man.
Awesome.
Great.
Pianos fall from the sky. You're all dead.
Cool.
Sucks to be you. I took an edge. Just gives me +4 against pianos.
Damn it.
It's only pianos in melee, not pianos in aerial attacks.
Curses.
These were shot from a gun that shoots pianos out of the air.
You have a piano gun? I am jealous.
Okay. So, all right. So, yeah, you guys are, you know, you're welcome and would you know, your help in this would be enjoyed, but up to the group whether you want to continue with this or not. You still have, as you said, two more glyphs to find. One of them is Mexicali Way, which is, well, it's a trip, yep. Either way you put it, either over land or by sea. Either one is...
We'll go by sea, of course. We're going to take our captain with us. Mm-hmm.
Which can be more hazardous.
Meh.
Yeah.
We could see if we can make the speed wagon float.
Well, actually, I've got a copter I need to attach to it so it can fly. So.
And put the jetpacks on the back and use it as like a jet boat.
Yeah.
There you go. The last you all remember, you were in fine graces with Norton. Nothing specifically that Quan would hold against you. I mean, if he knew more things, he might, but as far as you know.
Yeah.
You do know that Quan is the power behind Norton, though. He's the one who's actually supporting Norton with money, troops, etc.
Yeah, but we like Norton. Mm-hmm. So if there's something we can do to help Norton, you know, we'd probably be up for it.
No one ever figured out why the Chinese warlord would support this, you know, supposedly insane white man.
Can't find the throne.
That's because... It's because Norton's so cool. That's why everyone supports Norton. He's so brilliant. Yeah.
That's our plan for next time. We go off to Fort Norton.
Okay. So you guys do want to throw your hat in to continue to do what you can for Camden. Well, the sheriff.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too much more. No, just got to deal with this one last thing. We know that should be about it.
Yeah.
Well, he's really glad to hear that. He says it still might be useful to get us a lawyer. He's someone who is versed in the local laws. It's not going to help things that, from what I understand, they pretty much disassembled and walked away with most of Creole's property. But as we all know, it was well warranted.
Well,
who is the law in this area?
Well, I'm the law here, but he's appealing to a higher authority, I guess you could say, claiming that the local sheriff, myself, was in on this persecution against him and his men and his household.
Right. Now I do have that lawyer on retainer.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh, for a little bit of retainer. It wasn't a huge amount.
Yeah.
For the one case, we do not know how good he would be in.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
This is criminal. We were talking patent law.
Different.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, he was doing criminal law.
He was doing criminal law.
Yeah.
Because he was going to help out. What's his name?
That's true. Yeah.
That's the point of it. The fact that he was doing patent law was just a bonus.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Okay, so that's part two as well.
Okay, yeah. You can either send a letter off or you can just drive up there and see if he's able to handle another case. You can also see how he's doing with your current case.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess on that note, unless anybody has anything else.
All right, so we're going to present your case to Norton and get to see what Fort Norton looks like.
Next time, yeah.
All right.
This will be the first time I've encountered Caledonia, by the way, being in this particular form of
Yeah. Ah, true. Of course, you haven't encountered her yet. This is early morning.
No.
yeah. She's probably still sleeping it off. But yep, true enough. And as far as your dreams are going, I mean, they're pretty. The reason why you're in this funk sometimes afterwards is they're particularly draining. They're very fearful. You know, horrible things are being done to you. and you know that it is, you're going to have to face it because one of the two remaining glyphs that you know about is there. It's being guarded by this thing.
Okay, I'm confused completely now.
Yeah, so one of the two images that you were given of the two glyphs, actually there are three. You actually have a third choice that you were shown. One of them is underground in a place of misery, and there is a demon chain there who keeps showing up in your dreams. Not the same one that took your finger.
But that's what I thought. That, well, he's the one who cursed me, so what the hell is this other demon chain?
Yep. You have no idea why this other one would have it, such power over you, but it does. Makes you a little hesitant to go to that site. Which is, in fact, you know, if you're being truthful with your companions, is closer than the Mexicali site.
It's in the other direction, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
but yeah, it's still closer. Leaving that afterwards. We're leaving that to afterwards, so we can just swoop on back and go all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're saying there are now three sites that we know of rather than the two that we need?
There are three that he knows of. There was one extra given to him.
I thought there were. I thought there were
more sites,
and we just meet the two of them. We meet the two of the four sites now.
This one doesn't count as a site because it was outside of Deadlands. So just...
But the other thing is, there are more sites than were shown to you. You know that.
Yeah.
He uncovered how many you needed, and you know, this one is part of. It's just showing up in your dreams.
Sure, that'll be fun. Sure, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, that was quite a shootout. I would have loved to see you guys try to do the shootout at the pillars.
You're the one who didn't have them come to us at the pillars. Okay?
No, because the voodoo guys had started a ritual that was going to make things quite nasty for you over there. Yeah, that's why they paused. They knew that they, you know, had you in a bad place.
So you say, could have had the fight there. That would have been fine. But no, you had to pause.
They had to try and gain a tactical advantage. How stupid of the NPCs to try and do that.
See, this is what happens when you have a plan. If you have a plan, it's going to come screwed up. Because we never have a plan, and that's what makes us work.
There are some wounds given out there. It was a little hairy, but no one was got too bad off from that. Luke got the most of
three wounds.
But I think that was worth three experience.
Woo!
You'll update Weematai's total.
Yeah, we need to decide on what to do.
Yeah. I could do it right now because I'm right here.
Right, I know.
She is now convinced that Young has the soul of one of their shamans in him.
So long as she doesn't try to get it out with a tomahawk, that's fine.
Need to put you in a better body.
Look at it this way. She likes you. She really likes you.
And she's closer to your height than the other woman was. Alrighty. Let's see. What is this going to put us at? That means that the next game will be
103
on the first.
We're going to do it in 2 weeks.
Yep. Right.
2 weeks. Okay.
No, not the first. The first.
Oh, which will be after Daylight Savings or that weekend of Daylight Savings?
Well, yeah, we should. We'll need to figure out how that's going to influence you guys. I mean, I can start earlier or later, whichever, to make the time zone thing work out.
Well, I'm just fine. I just need to know so I know to adjust.
Yeah.
That's all. I just need to know.
Mine is next weekend, and I can't remember whether yours is the same weekend as ours or not.
It's probably not because there would be two. There'd be two.
Yeah,
years.
I think it's the weekend after. It might be the weekend of that particular thing. Chris?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're really? Blowing us away, Chris. All that static.
Very robot.
Anyway, I need to get off here, help out my wife some things. I'll leave the board open if people want to.
I was going
to
say.
I'll just leave it open. Go ahead and play around with it. Make your experience spins if you want.
We have experience spins?
Well, if you have. No, Weematai has some, and Eddie might.
I'm at 103.
Okay.
Leave it up anyway, but...
Sure will.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we'll
deal with the stuff.
Yeah, we'll figure 2 weeks, and we'll see you guys then.
Okay, bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.